Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hei. The Mishneh over here has very profound halachas that I get to Kedusha. Very shver sugis over here. We'll try to be omen on the Ikri Advar. Harei netiyas ha'elu karbon im enam niktzotzois. The case over here is like this. A person, karbon, we understand, is, in this context, where a person is magdish something, not for a karbon. Netiyah is plants that grow from the ground, or a talis, the next case in the Mishnah is a karbon. Talis is never put on the mizbech. It means that the talis or the netiyah has become kodesh, and they're used to buy with the money that they produce. They're used to buy karbonis. There's two I found really that a person could do this. Either he could take an item, and he could be magdish at lebet gabayis. It now belongs the property of kodesh. If anybody uses it, they're oivane isim ilo. Or he could be magdishit lekarbon, which would mean that the money of it should be used to pay for karbonis. Same idea, but it's a different destination in the world of hegdish. But vinishvi it's a chalos hegdish, and we don't mean over here nidre isu. We don't mean over here where he's asking something on himself. He's turning this into kodesh, which would be true for anybody. It's not that he's asking it klape himself, which would be a more lashon of netiyas or elu karbon olai. They have an Issa Dover Hanodr like a carbon. Now, the way he says it over here, and this makes things interesting, is he says, Netiyah is these plants, carbon should be Hugdash im Enom Niktzotzes. Or the talus should be, have the Kedusha of carbon, or the Kedusha of Dmei carbon, im Enom Nisrefes. Yesh Lem Pidin. What's going on over here? So the Gemara explains, we're talking about a fellow who's standing. And there's a hurricane strength wind that's coming, and he thinks for sure his tree is going to get knocked out. So the way he says it is, it's going to be knocked over anyways, the tree. No, you might as well do something heilig and give it to Hegdish. So he says, having tiyas elu karbon, that's what it should be, im enom niktzotzois. If they're not uprooted, he thinks for sure they're going to be uprooted. Nice, the wind comes, the wind goes, and the tree is not uprooted. Now, the reason why he made the neder is because he thought that it wasn't going to survive the storm. So that's the way he said it. But lemaisa, it didn't turn out that way. It should be bedemit to nidrish goygus. So what the Gemara explains over here is, since it's not belibe belev kolodim, it's not klor that that was his kavanah, even though assumed, and this is the way he says that was his kavanah, the halacha is that it's chal. The only halacha that we have of piv libam and mshavim is only where it's so obvious he was making a mistake. It's so obvious that he was just saying what he's saying just because it's a figure of speech. So then it's meaningless. It's not pivotally bishop, but over here, we don't see the lave so strongly that he only wanted to be noided because he thought, maybe he wants to have a schus faket, the tree shouldn't stand. So he thinks, I'll give it to Agnish. But he didn't mean that if it's not knocked out. He didn't mean that. So Mele, because of that, the halacha is yesh lahem pidyon. It's an interesting way of saying it. It doesn't say hareza kodesh. Yesh Lohen Pidyon is a way of saying that it's Hegdish, and it has a din of Pidyon. Now, Pidyon is not by any type of Hegdish. Kedushas HaGof, Kelim that a person gives, have Kedushas HaGof, Kelim that a person gives to that can be used for the Beis HaMikdash, or Behemoth, Karbonis, don't have Pidyon until it becomes a Balmum and so on. But not Stam, anything has Kedushas HaGof. It's only Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, Kedushas Dmei Karbon, which has a pidyon, because over there the essence of the kedusha is mois hegdish. This is a bavusti yisoid, where the essence of kedusha as bedek kabayis is mois hegdish. It is kodesh and it does have meila, but the meila nemtzach from the fact that it's the property of hegdish. Mashenkin of behemoth that's a karbon. The essence of the kedusha is not that it's the property of hegdish. The essence of the kedusha is that it's a cheftz of a karbon. It happens to be that it's a cheftz of a carbon, it also belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And it happens to be, if something belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it also has Kodesh. But the question is the Kedusha a product of the Mois Hegdish, or the Mois Hegdish is a product of the Kedusha? That's a chilek between Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas HaGof. It's again, Bava Kama, it's again, several places, this chilek. This is something that Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Baruch Per, Rabbi Chaim, and the Nesivis talk about. But that's what the Mishnah means when it says Yesh Lam Pidyon. It means that it's Chal.
It's a little bit different.
He says over here, Loshen, that these netiyos should be kodesh at all points until the tree is uprooted. Achi kotsu. So the Gemara explains that what he means to say is like this. He's being magdish something. And l'chayr, if it's kedush by the gabayis, he should be able to be poit. It's not a carbon. It's only kedush by the gabayis, a tree. Still, the halacha is that when he's poit it, it'll become kaddish again. Because since it actually kotsu, he wasn't magdish it now, but it has opinion. He was magdish it at any point that it will belong to me until it's actually uprooted. So if he then, if he's poit it, and he gets it back, okay, automatically there's a round two and it becomes kaddish again. It's as if the Gemara says, he said, "Hare netiyos ha'elu korban me'achshav, v'harehin korban shuv kishayiftu." Every single time he's poyder, it's going to be chal the kedusha again. Now there's a tremendous chiddush in this. Because what a person owns now, the bailus that's present, he could be magdish. A person can be magdish something he doesn't own. So if he's magdish something, and then he's going to have to be poided in order to own it again. The ownership that he'll have after the pidyon, l'chayr, is not a present ownership. It's a new ownership that's nischadish when he's poided. Shteito achidish, that he can be magdish something on something that he owns, even klapi any future by luyois. Now, what's also mavur over here is that what happens if he says this lashon achi katzitzu. And what happens to Taka when the tree, when Taka a hurricane comes and uproots the tree? So does it automatically not have Kedusha? You could read the Lashon that what he's doing is he's saying he's being Magdish it until the point Adshi Gotsu. So it's like he made a Hegdish Zmani. The Shaila is, and this is the major sugi over here in Nedarim Dav Chof Ches, Dav Chof Tes, if there's such a thing as Hegdish Yotsu L'chulin Bichdi. If Hegdish could be Yotsu to Chulin without a Ptiyah. Could a person be magdish something for the next 30 days? Well, no. As soon as he's magdish, it's like being mekadosh and isha for 30 days. As soon as she's married, that's it. She's married until she gets a get. So such thing as making a kedushin temporarily. You can't make kedusha temporarily. So this is a discussion. It's a machlok sameiroi. And if you hold that kedusha poka bichdi, so then what he's doing over here is he's saying that kodesh ad she kotetsu. But if you hold kedusha any poka bichdi, it's not going to be poka, but what does he gain by saying Achi Kotsu? That if Itaka gets uprooted, Itaka, the Kedusha doesn't go off, but if he's poided, then the Kedusha won't be Chal automatically. Because since it was now uprooted, it's not in the ground anymore, it's not part of that original Nedi. You don't have the Din that you have in the ratio where it becomes Kodosh Me'elov. This is the wording of the Mishnah, Lemaisa Tzemachleksi, look at the Rana, as Narichus, B'Shem Dirushainim, had a Fatayshu words. So the Mishnah, we're explaining it one way. That the Achi Kotsu, according to the Mandama Kedusha Loipaka Bechti, is one way. And the word Achi Kotsu, according to the Mandama Kedusha Loipaka Bechti, is Nisparish Legabe La'acha Ktsitsu. That is part that it's not Choyzev Niskadeshes Me'elo. Mishnevov, Hanoidim Yor De Hayom. Person makes a vague Loshen of a Neder, which could be Misparish in different ways. The general rule of thumb, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed, is that we have to be Misparish the words of the Neder. Kiloshim b'nei Adam. A neder primarily is an expression of speech. However people use that expression, that's the way we see the words. And that's the way we see the wind blowing and how to be mefarish the neder. Yordei Hayom generally means people that work at sea. Sailors, captains, fishermen, etc. Somebody who's basically landlocked, lives on dry land, is not called Yordei Hayom b'lishim b'nei Adam. Now, Yordei Hayom doesn't mean people are in the water now. It means people that have an ASIC that they're constantly going out to sea. So, Memel is Mutter B'yoshvei Yabosho. B'yoshvei Yabosho, also B'yordei Hayom. Why? Because when he says B'yoshvei Yabosho, that's a way of saying all human beings. All human beings primarily belong on dry land. Water is not the natural habitat of people. People maybe go to the water in a boat. But Yoshvei HaYabosha is just a way of saying, it's like we have a pasuk, Kol Yoshvei Sevel, all those who dwell on firm land. Okay, Yoshvei HaYabosha is a way of saying anybody. So, Memele, Yordei Hayom HaBechlal, She Yordei Hayom HaBechlal Yoshvei HaYabosha. Loi Ke'elu Sheholchen Me'akul LeYafoi. Mishnah says something interesting. That's it, the Yordei Hayom that are also, even though you say Yoshvei HaYabosha, not only the people who travel on local waters. Akra Liyafo are two ports, the two ancient ports that are along the seacoast of Eretz Yisrael. They say, that's not called that he's not Yoshvi Abash. He's Betzim Yishak, the dry land. He mamish has a root right next to the coast. He's tame. Mashenkin, somebody who travels all the way across the Yamagodl, he goes the oceans and the seas, he's not Miyodi Abash. No. Ella, even B'misha Darki Lefarish to go B'derech Rechoyke is also considered Miyoshvi Hayabash. That's also B'chlal Lishna, the B'nei Odom.